This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Pentagon police officer was killed during an attack at the Pentagon public transit hub Tuesday that put the headquarters of the U.S. military on lockdown for several hours. U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the U.S. state where the Pentagon is located, told Reuters he was saddened to learn Tuesday that an officer had died in the attack. The Associated Press, citing officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the officer had been stabbed and a suspect had been shot by law enforcement and died at the scene. The chief of the Pentagon Police told reporters that gunfire was exchanged and there were multiple injuries. He could not provide information about the assailant or the possible motive. He said the incident is over and there is no continuing threat in the area. He also said the FBI is leading the investigation into the attack. Police say that the area remained an active crime scene. The U.S. Senate voted to award medals of honor to the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department for protecting Congress during the January 6th insurrection, sending the legislation to U.S. President Joe Biden for his signature. The bill passed by voice vote with no objections. Hundreds of officers from the two police departments responded to the attack as a mob of then-President Donald Trump supporters broke into the building and interrupted the certification of Biden's victory. U.S. President Joe Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state's attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. At a news conference in Albany, Cuomo denied any wrongdoing, declaring that he never touched anyone inappropriately. This is VOA News. Haiti will hold elections this year despite setbacks. And that's the word from the president of Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council, who spoke to VOA Creole Service. He said the council is determined to respect the presidential decree, which called for a referendum and general elections this year, but did not say that the schedule date, September 26, may have to be changed. The United States and the international community have repeatedly called on Haitian officials to hold general elections to restore crippled democratic institutions, such as the parliament, and begin resolving major issues. The future of the elections had been in question after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July. The Belarusian Olympian, Kristina, said Tuesday that she is focused on her safety and seeking refuge in Europe after facing threats from officials at home. In a video call interview with the AP, she said they made it clear that upon her return, she would definitely face some type of punishment. She said that there was also thinly disguised hints that more would await her. The 24-year-old sprinter said she wants to continue her career as an athlete with plans to compete in at least two future Olympics. Polish authorities granted her a humanitarian visa to seek political asylum on Monday after she alleged her team's officials were trying to force her to fly home to Belarus. She told officials in Tokyo she feared she would not be safe in Belarus from the government of the President Alexander Lukashenko. Ukrainian police say a Belarusian activist was found dead in a park near his home in Kiev early Tuesday. This is a day after he was reported missing. Vitaly Shishov, who led the Kiev-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday. He had gone running and failed to return home. A police statement said that he had been hanged. Police say that they launched a criminal case for suspected murder, but would investigate all possibilities. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by Alexander Lukashenko, the president, following a disputed election last year. The United Nations aid chief, Martin Griffiths, said on Tuesday that 200,000 people have been displaced by fighting in Ethiopia's Amhara region and 54,000 in another region of Afar. In recent weeks, fighting has spread into the two regions neighboring Tigray, where a war erupted 8 months ago between Ethiopia's central government and a Tigray People's Liberation Front. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.